They're saying this is the order of business. So if you remember what was said, it's that we don't need to walk it out. We don't need that linear time. And this is part of the education. This is part of the new doctrine. It's part of the new exposure to establish ourselves in this place of readiness where the miracles can occur, where the frequency lifts you to the new appointment. And you don't need all this linear time. You don't need, again, it's teaching us on so many levels and how beautiful, they're saying. There's another word I can't get. It's some ancient script or Sanskrit word. Can't get that word. And anyway, it's a compliment. It's a compliment because you're receiving it on many levels. You're receiving it on many levels. Mwah, beautiful.
Yeah, because I was thinking all those thoughts that you were talking about in the opening, like, and then I was contradicting myself. I want all these things and maybe it's not that hard, and then all of a sudden all the linear reasons why it will be hard came in. And so yes, it's like you were talking right to me. I'll let you. So highest and best.
Okay.
Highest and best. I know I cut you off.
No, you can cut me off anytime. Honestly, okay. I'm just going to keep rambling on here. When I'm like tuning into you, you're receiving on multiple levels, You have Shekmet, someone else in the Sunday group, every time I tune into her, Shekmet. Well, there she is with you, Shekmet. So you're exploring higher realities. You're exploring various timelines, and you're using the energy, by the way, to call in these former acquaintances, these like parallel existences. And so the energies are just really commingling with your senses to bring you into a higher state of alertness, a greater state of alertness. So this is what I want to say about that. You're going to be using your intuitive wisdom to a much greater extent. Like, I just see you where you go into like the linear jargon and you can almost very quickly sort of play it out in your mind. Like, okay, if I think this thought, then I'm just going to go down this path. And so I'm watching you like get it. And you're like, you know what? What if I just go to the right instead? And because at the end of the day, I'm going to have to make a choice. And I'm just going to make that choice now. And you just realize it's the same exact thing. Point where you realize you just saved yourself all this time. You just saved yourself all this motion. You just saved yourself all this energy. Because instead of like tailgating, excuse me, past consciousness, it's like you just drop it. You just drop the whole story. You just drop the whole energy, and you just go stage right. You just go stage right. So that's going to be coming upon you, and you're just going to love how quickly you just like a duck to water. You like how quickly you adapt to it. How quickly you decide this is much easier. This is like so worth it. It's so worth not giving into that urge to go into the. I literally see like I don't know like chickens. Like clucking, you know, almost like gossiping, like that, you know, like you're like, I don't even have to go there anymore. So again, you're receiving your higher allowances and really, what do I want to say to you? Admire your worth, admire your abilities, admire your frequent exposure. In other words, all this is occurring very rapidly, actually, because of your deserving value. In other words, because of your openness, because of your devotion, because of your sincerity, because it's like, oh gosh, when they kept saying, you know, receive, receive, it was like, oh my gosh, you're just so cute. It was just sort of like, okay, I don't know how else to explain that. You know, it was sort of like, well, you know, it's true. So, okay. And you just, okay. And so with that, it comes this availability of consciousness. With that comes this availability of new regulation, new opportunity, new insight. It's just so beautiful. Again, the more that you recognize that you have extended yourself in good faith, that you have permitted this advantage, it's going to sink in deeper and deeper extensions of allowance, because you're really going to understand how involved you are in the process, how willing you are to, I want to say adore yourself and take yourself to a new level. But when I say adore yourself, what I mean by that is really recognizing your true understanding of self. It's almost like imagine seeing a girlfriend, and it's like, oh, I remember her. She was in my class, you know, whatever. That's how you're receiving yourself. It's sort of like, I hope this makes sense to you. It's like you're recognizing yourself. It's like, wait a minute, I know how to do this. Like, okay, when I said like, okay, that's what I meant about it, where you're recognizing that aspect of your spiritual grace, that it's like, wait a minute, I know how to do this. I know how to do this. Okay, Stephen, gotcha. All right, so that is the message. And did you have a question?
No, I mean, because what you just said to me is really validating. Like, what question could I possibly have? It would only be linear. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of things that are happening right now are causing me to wait. I had this thought this morning, like, even like what's going on with, like, we thought our cat would be done with the chemo. Now he's starting a new type of chemo. Because, you know, to see if this one will work better. Like, I thought he'd be done and I could work on getting the other cat what she needs. And I'm like, okay, I gotta ride. Everything's there. I gotta go just roll with it. I gotta roll with it. So many things that I want answers to. That's what I woke up with. Like, there's a reason why I'm having to wait. And when I ever have looked back on other situations I was impatient about, where it took too long, the waiting turned out to be for a good reason. So I'm just, you know, like you said, I'm reminding myself, okay, there's a reason. Like, how come this one gets everything? Like, you look at someone else, oh, they seem to get everything they want right away, whatever. And I've always had to wait for things. But because I was more always concerned with what was going on the inside, I put that first. So my outward picture may not look like somebody else's outside picture, but there's a good reason for it, and only I need to know that. So I gotta stop the beating up on myself for that.
Oh my gosh, when you just said, and only I need to know that, I just got energy through my whole body. I just got energy pouring through my whole body. So beautiful.
I wanna cry, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. But you said, like, the remembering yourself, getting to know myself, I mean, for remembering the things I used to like, and certain things I still like, and other things I may have liked because I thought I was supposed to like those things. But now I'm like, no, this is who I am. You know, I am a creative person. And so it's okay to keep those books so long, because they remind me of who I am. Even if I never opened that book over there.
So
on the
beautiful.
Shelf, I was like, you know, so yeah.
So beautiful, thank you, sweetheart.
For everything.
So happy. Beautiful.
Okay.
All right, honey. Nice to see ya.
Nice to see you.
Hi, Miss Carmen.
Hi.
Hi, how can we help you?
Whatever you'd like to share, please.
Okie dokie. And say your first name.
Carmen.
Permit yourself to grow. They're showing me Pinocchio. I remember, like, Pinocchio and his long nose, and I thought, oh gosh, what does that message mean? But all it meant was growth, because the nose was growing. The other part was the fun. It was like childhood. So permit yourself to grow and have fun. So my example would be, it's like, how many times during the day can you notice God? Can you notice Spirit, you know, giving you a higher message, a higher teaching, a higher instruction? And not to stress about it, not to strain about it, but just to delight. And like, I literally see kids like picking up leaves, or, you know, like we walk around and, yeah, the fall's pretty with a change of colors, but except for that, we just go about our businesses. Whereas a child will look at each leaf with discovery. Because they all have different colors, they have different shapes, they have different sizes, And there's such beauty in things that we just totally missed, unless you happen to be an artist or something. So this is what you're coming into consent of your new arrival, of your new allowance, of your new delight, and really realizing that your senses are very strong now. And so as you will pick things up with delight, not with stress, because when you stress, you go into mind and then you cut it off. So no stress. So again, it's like fun, childhood. Be silly about it. It's like, how many times today can I notice what spirit is saying or showing me, or however you're receiving your intuitive guidance? The more that you can spread it out throughout your day, the faster your upgrades are going to occur. What I mean by that, I'll just tell my tale of woes. Until extremely recently, to be quite frank about the matter, I would do my spiritual practices in the morning, and then off I would go, and I'd go back to being a linear person. I would, until I had a channeling session. So spirit's like, and I literally see one of my guys sort of like tapping his foot, looking at a wristwatch, like time's sort of up in that sort of approach, because I could only go so far. So in order to embody my new reality, it's more of a, it's a lifestyle. It's a full-time deal. But here's the thing, full-time deal sounds like so much work. It really does. So it's more about having levity. It's more about having delight. As you see it as a fun experience, you're going to permit that constant arrival, that constant communication, that constant observation. And I feel like they slipped in the word constant intentionally, but very quickly, because that's actually what you're gifted with in this lifetime, to be totally open 24/7, being a clear channel of light, and however that occurs. So what you're learning to do is, oh gosh, I don't even want to say how many years it has taken me to perform this task, but nevertheless, you're learning how to be, to live with continuous consent, continuous acceptance, continuous delight. Again, fun, not heavy. The heavy is like they're saying the work of the devil, but what they mean is the ego. So our mind thinks, oh my gosh, assignments mean tough. It means difficult. No, it doesn't. Because 5D is much easier to live in than 3D. We just have to get the hang of it. And you, my dear, are slated to start a little earlier than others to pass out the gifts. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So good. So good. Your gifts are extraordinary, and I really feel like it's a little bit, I feel like there's a reason your message came after Kim's, because she was talking about how life forces her to slow down a little bit, like things don't get done in her timetable. And she said, like, she also recognizes the advantage of that, because she receives things others don't, but it's like an internal sort of thing. Same thing with you, because when I tune into you energetically, it's slowing down. So another way of saying all this is being grounded and present. Someone gave me a prophecy. I don't want to know how many years ago it was, but they basically said, learn to be grounded and present, and then things will start flowing. It's probably taken me 5 years to really honor what that one sentence was truly about. That's what you're learning to do. You're learning how to ground and present your divine acquaintance. But here's the deal, my friend, the door's open. When I tune into you, the door's open. You're just learning to take, oh my gosh, I just had lights go off. You're just learning to take advantage of the view. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So much love, and did you have a question?
Not really. Okay. Because like Kim said, everything is linear, but I buried my father last weekend. So it just, you know, from Father's Day to Thanksgiving, it was that whole experience. So I don't know, maybe if there's anything about that.
You gave him many gifts. The energy, the light that you provided him with has been very helpful. It's been very resourceful. I don't really understand it except to say it's like he's got extra resources to use. Oh my gosh, I don't know how to explain this. Like imagine going to some event and, you know, someone gives you binoculars so you can see better. That's what it feels like. Oh my gosh, I got energy coming through my whole body. So what you did for him is helping him to see better. It's helping him to see, you know, his coursework, what he is learning and understanding about what he achieved and areas to now delve into. It's almost like, oh gosh. Aww. I don't know who he's talking to, but you're a source of envy. I hope that phrase makes sense. In other words, he almost is like boasting about you. You know, look at all that my daughter did for me. It's like others are like, wow. You know, they're not envious in a bad way, but like acknowledging, like, wow. So he's very proud of you. He's very grateful for you. And he's just showing me like as if he had a book, and it's like, I understand, time to crack the books open. I don't know specifically how to explain this, but somehow your blessings, your prayer, your constant devotion to him all like provided him with this like safety blanket or something, where it makes him easier for him to learn, to discover. I'm just gonna go back to the binoculars, the example of the binoculars. Makes it easier for him to see. I literally, they're showing me, flashing me the apprentice card in Tarot. I forget what that is, why it's called the apprentice card. But anyway, and I have a, what do you call this? Rose quartz, I guess, but it's got a little light on. So here you go, my little light rose quartz. And that's what I'm seeing. It's sort of like that light is there to help him in his studies. And that light came from your deliverance. That extra light came from your deliverance.
I don't really understand how the hierarchy on the other side works, but when they pass, like, wouldn't his soul, like, I understand that we're all unique, but when he passed, doesn't he merge? Is his, like, over soul or higher self?
Yes.
So as as the light refracts, so there's, like, millions, gazillions of souls? Maybe I'm just going linear on it. I just don't understand the hierarchy.
Okay. So what's your question?
Well, I mean, everything you said was fantastic, and I thank you for that. But I'm just trying to understand how, like, wouldn't he already have the light? now that he's passed?
He has the light, but he's still growing as a soul in terms of connecting to his full capacity.
Is that what you consider like a young soul?
Well, we never stop growing, my friend. Even when you're an enlightened master, I don't have recall of the other side myself, but my understanding is becoming awakened in this phase is just like once we think it's like it's the ultimate. Apparently, that's step one. Okay, now that you're awakened from egoic consciousness, that's level one. Now here's level two. So there's more and more for a soul to learn and acquire and understand.
Great, thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, Katie. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Love a message, please.
I gotta make sure this is accurate, so hold on. Not helping me at all. Katie, I'm coming back to you. And the reason is I have to clear out what I received to make sure it's from spirit, and I'll be right back. Sorry about that. All right, Pamela. Pamela, are you there, sweetheart?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi. Okay. So, number one, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And let me see what we have to say to you. One moment, please. Trust your thoughts, trust your opinions, trust what you're receiving. You're going to have, you may already have them, but you're going to have some really good ideas. They're not only possible, but they're probable, and they will take off. But part of the lesson, part of your initiation is to trust yourselves, because you're going to have others that are going to say, oh, that's never going to work, or I tried that, you can't do that, whatever. Let them tell tall tales. They want to explain something to you, that everything here is vibrational. So the reason in that example it wouldn't be successful is they weren't holding the right cards within themselves. In other words, it doesn't have to do with the environment. It doesn't have to do with the lay of the land, meeting like our normal earth reality. It has to do with their soul signature. Oh my gosh, this had energy when I just said that. It has to do with their soul signature. It has to do with their frequency. So where they were in terms of the lessons that they had learned, what they were ready to receive, they may not have been particularly successful. That has nothing at all whatsoever to do with your good dharma, to do with your track. You have a lot of good spiritual karma. You have a lot of good spiritual readiness. In other words, you've learned your lessons. You've earned the grade. And so as you, and the second part is as you stay committed to your own voice, your own truth, your own understanding, they're saying like you're going to have to hustle a little bit, but you're really going to be successful. So I honestly just have the energy. I don't know if it's something that you started, you're thinking about, but to compliment you, what I want to say is A+. In other words, you've really been doing your homework. It's all about doing homework today. I don't know why. Everyone's got a book in my little vision. But you've really been doing your homework. You've really been, whatever your words are, you know, serving God, Jesus, whatever your words are, you've been answering the call. You've been paying attention. You've been showing up to class. You've been willing to, like, learn. You've been willing to admit when you're wrong, like all that good stuff. And so it's like miracles are due you. Good fortune is due you. So this is about trusting your own advice, trusting your own inner, like, let's say there's something that's like, I really think I can do this. You've actually gone to three people that would maybe know, and they're like, no. You actually know what you're talking about. So it has to do with your own arrival. It has to do with your own expectancy. In English, trust yourself. Receive, what do I want to say? How do I want to put this? You have divine compensation coming to you. I will say this. Have no regrets about the past. There have been a couple places where, I don't know what it was, you were just kind of taken. I don't know. It went south. It seemed like someone else lost. You didn't win at all. It wasn't fair. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you're about to be compensated. So this is about trusting yourself, admiring your progress, because while it may seem like things didn't work out in the linear, they did in the spiritual. And so it's like time, seed, and harvest, where you've been doing the right thing, and those seeds are going to grow. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
I'm so glad. And did you have a question?
Yes. I just really started my business. I had kind of had an idea about it back in 2017. Mm-hmm. And I had started it after my grandmother had passed, which was about maybe two and a half months ago now. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like kind of pushing it. I've had a little bit of revenue, but right now it's kind of like just me pushing it out to get more people to come in and see the business that what I'm doing, actually buyers actually to buy the products and stuff. So what do you feel like is going to happen as far as the business part is concerned?
Okay, and tell me what kind of business it is.
It's a natural body scrub business. It's like a natural product. Like, I'm making body scrubs and lotions and soaps and things like that.
Okay. One moment, please. You're going to be adding other products as well, so just be open to new recipes, new ideas. There's mm-hmm. going to be a one-hit wonder, so you're going to have like, oh, I don't know, 7-10 different items. One of them right. is just going to take off, and everyone's going to mm-hmm. want it, and you're going to get it in every store imaginable.
Wow.
So, yes, this is what I'm trying
wow.
to say. Seed time and harvest. And say your first name, please. Say your first name, sweetheart.
Oh, Pamela.
And say it one more time.
Pamela.
You have to decide you've got it going on. You have to decide you've got it going on. In other words, you've got to bring your good energy, your good knowingness, your good respect for self to the table. This is all a vibrational game. The card that is sitting here is light. So this is all a vibrational game. So what you expect to occur will occur. It has to do with your belief in self, your confidence in self, you have some strangholds. I don't know what it is, but you gotta like cut those cords. Brandy will help you, Archangel Michael or whatever. But it's some kind of like old relationship, old boyfriend, something that just sort of like unduly influenced you in the negative, where I don't know what was said, but it was trash. So you really want to relieve yourself of anything anyone else had to say. You know, just write it on a paper, burn it, get Archangel, imagine Archangel Michael cutting cords. And when I say put it on a paper and burn it, what I see is almost like you putting that on a piece of paper and you're just stomping on it. It's so beautiful. You really, I mean, it's like in your heels and everything, you're just stomping on that. Like, no way, no way is that affecting me. So you need some more energy. You need some more conviction. So remember when they said something about like you got to hustle? You not only need to hustle in terms of getting your product out there, which Spirit will provide you with, by the way, once you start pumping it up. You also, it's like you need to be emphatic about it. You need to realize, it's sort of like this is all a dream consciousness. So other people are succeeding. Why can't you succeed? It's your dream. Why can't you dream up seeing yourself as success? So this is where I mean, Hope, there you go, where this is part of your initiation. In other words, it has nothing to do with the product. The product is fine. It has to, you're the product. You're the product. So it has to do with how you see yourself. It has to do with your own access to your own spiritual strength, with your own conviction, with your own excellent assurance. So does that make sense? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So you need a little bit more. I'm just going to tell you right now. You need a little bit more, but you're going to do it. And, not but, and you're going to do it. As you do that, as you plug in, as you get motivated, as you build that confidence, you're going to be inspired. You're going to be inspired. I don't know if it's like, oh my gosh, I can put this on Facebook Market. I can put it here. I can put it there. I can call this grocery store. Like, I don't know what you're going to do, but you're going to get the name out. And my other feeling is, and say your name one more time, please. Say your name one more time, honey.
Oh, Pamela.
Yeah. You're going to have like 10, 20 products, and there are going to be like a few that are just going to be like, those are them. Those are them. Oh gosh, let me just pull a card because I just had this vision. Say your name one more time.
Pamela.
I'm literally energetically like pushing you off the ladder. I'm like, can we do this for her? Can we do this for her? And they're like, you can't do it for her. You can support her. So funny. They're so funny. Pamela, say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Pamela.
Let me just get double confirmation of what I want to say to you. Yes, thank you. You have the ability to get so big that you're not going to have the capital, and you will find the capital. I don't know that you have to go to Shark Tank or something to get it, but I literally see that that's available, that you can outgrow your bitches, that you're actually going to need more capital to keep up, and you will have investment.
Sound? Oh, my God. I that's so funny because I had a vision about myself one day being on Shark Tank. I don't, it just came out of nowhere and I was like, wow.
Well, my friend,
I
just had the same vision.
Wow.
Imagine that.
That's what I kept saying, right? Imagine that. Wow.
All right. So you got a little bit of work to do, and it has nothing to do with your products. It has to do with your energy. It has to do with your conviction of self, and it's part of your initiation. It's what you're learning as a soul. And release that old, I want to say garbage. You know, of course, it's a reflection of our ego. So it has nothing to do with whoever said it to you, but it's got to go out. And I literally, you're too young to remember this, but there was this show I love Lucy, with Lucille Ball, and there was this episode where she was making wine, and she was stomping on grapes. It's just a famous episode. But that's what I see you doing with whoever told you, whatever, they just fed you trash talk. You need to stomp it out, stomp it out, stomp it out. So this is your, remember, this is, you're doing this for your soul growth in addition to have a successful business. It has to do with confidence. It has to do with belief of self. You're going places. You're going places.
Okay. Oh, that was, yeah, I received that. Thank you so much.
I send it. And happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
All right. And also know, Pamela, that when you go on the website, Brandy will help you. You can listen to this recording again. Okay? It'll be on the website for you. Okay?
All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Bye, sweetheart. All right, so Stephen wants to go last. That means we're back to Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. All right, let's see. Oh, this is so much better. Now I'm clear. Oh, thank goodness. And say your first name.
Katie.
And say it one more time.
Katie.
What if there were divine solutions you have not thought of yet? What if there are new opportunities that haven't dawned upon you? And say your name one more time, please.
Katie.
You're there. Oh gosh, how do I say this? I want to say you're being worked on. And what I mean by that is they're working with you to open you up to new extremities of faith, to new extremities of delight. In English, don't believe in dumbed down values. Don't believe in old occurrences, old summations. Old priorities. As you will allow higher sequences, you will allow higher delivery, as you will allow higher attainment, you're going to suddenly see things in a new light, in a new advantage, in a new exposure. In other words, remember that the linear is just bringing up issues that are like Christmas past. In other words, old karma, old dialogue, old disadvantages for you to solve in the ethers, for you to solve in the higher values, for you to solve in bringing forth higher promotional truths. So they're saying at long last, you're opening up the pearly gates, you're opening up to higher acquittal, you're opening up to higher harmonies. And when I say higher, it's like my energy is just going as high can be. So this all has to do with your intention, it all has to do with your value. It's like really treating the earth life lightly, seeing it really as energies of consciousness. And what you're, remember that you're here to play ball. You're here to play ball. So what you're doing is bringing up consciousness into higher value, higher matter. In English, be willing to be wrong about all suppositions. I don't know if that's the right word. Like whatever you believe, whatever your strongholds are, whatever, you know, well, I'm right about this. I'm sure I'm right about this. I know I'm right about this. Be willing to see it in a new light. Be willing to see it from a different perspective. Be willing to see it from a higher occurrence. Because as you're lifted up, as you're brought into higher excellence, as you make that shift, as you make that allowance, as you make that affirmation, that trickles down to the exterior sequence, in English, into linear affairs. So this is about being willing, and I literally have you, you've got this long extension cord with you, and I literally see you plugging, taking the plug out of the socket and putting it into a higher socket. So that's what you want to achieve. It's really about, it's now I know exactly why your message had to come after Pamela's message. Because Pamela is going to be so successful, but she's got to rise to her power. She needs to do her work. She needs to go up. And so your up is in terms of reframing your delight, reframing. Like, I literally see a picture where you're trying on different frames. Like, what about this frame? What about that frame? It has to do with your willingness. It has to do with your desire to serve the Most High, to serve the, literally, how do I put this in words? To be willing to be totally wrong. And to serve the light, So in other words, this is how I see it. This is how I've always thought about things. But here you go, Spirit. Here you go. You can have like the whole, you know, instead of just taking like pieces of the game, just take the whole game. Just take the whole board. Here's the board. And show me. And they're so tickled. And they literally have like this feather under your nose, like tickling you. It's like we all do this, but I see you just holding on with clenched fists. You know, it's like, well, this is truth. Well, yeah, depending on what level, what dimensional reality you reside on. And truth changes as you move to higher exposure. So this is about you becoming a lady of leisure, a lady of luxury in the higher domain and the higher understanding. So they're showing me also with you, like, oh, I don't know what it is, but it's like you're listening to spiritual material or reading whatever it is, and it's like they're saying you can learn and learn and learn, but it's application. It's about application. It's sort of like, okay, well, now how does this apply to my own personal? And they're saying personal, like, oh my gosh, they're like, you know, we could talk about that for hours, the belief in personal. But again, to allow new vision, and I literally have these, like, these doves coming to you, and the doves are representing your higher self, to allow new vision. In English, the best way I can explain it, I got so, I'll just say triggered for a better word, lack of a better word. I was really, really triggered about something because it was like, I'm right. I know I'm right. You can ask, you know, 100 people out there and they'll tell you I'm right. Well, it turns out I was right from the linear. Yes, I was right. I mean, I could have a million people tell you I was right. But it turns out there was a higher way to look at the situation where, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. It was probably just in the past 48 hours that I was high enough in frequency to have the willingness to not be right. Because from the linear I was, but I wasn't from the highest advantage. That's where, and I literally see you now climbing into an attic, you know, like going higher, climbing into an attic. That will shift things in they're saying the polar opposites, meaning like, because again, everything that we're playing with, it's really for our own benefit. It really is. We think this is all very, very real, but it's really here to play with, to restore us to higher value, to restore us to higher consent and higher promotional claim. And when I just said higher promotional claim, I literally saw you not as a human. And I just saw this like column of light that just went around you where, oh gosh, the only way to explain this, Katie, I know you read the book. So do you remember in the Sophia Code, in the very beginning, she like saw the light of Sophia and like the physical just dropped. It just dropped. That's what you're being exposed to. And I don't know how to say it, but you tend to still like to hold a hand on the linear. Like you don't want to let go. It's so funny. What they're showing me is, oh my gosh. So when I learned how to ice skate 100 years ago, I would never want to let go of the handrail on the side. I was scared to let go. But I was skating just fine, but I was skating using the handrail. So that's what I see. It's going to be a challenge. I don't know how else to explain this to you. because and they're just showing me like it's your mastery. It's your mastery. And I will say, and say your name again, please.
Katie.
You're ready. You're ready. You're more than ready. You ever have something on a stove and I don't know why this happens, but the boil suddenly starts overflowing. I don't really understand how that happens sometimes and not others, but regardless, that's what I see. Like you're more than ready. You're more than ready. You don't realize the high advantage. I'm just gonna say this. This is where the miracles occur. The miracles occur when we bring things to the higher source. And oh my gosh, I mean, I'll just tell you my situation some other time, but what I can tell you is in the beginning it hurt. In the beginning it hurt because I was really invested in being right. Because in the linear I was. And I still am on the linear. But that's not what this is about. So I don't 100% know what the result of all that will be, but they're saying that you're here to play ball and you're very good at it. They're showing me you like a tennis player where it's like you're Chris Everett level. Like you know how to do this. You know how to do this. So does that make sense? Ask me questions.
So I do. I feel like I am ready, but and I so want to let go. And I feel like an energy that's keeping me where I am, and I so want that to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I need a little bit more help or guidance or knowing.
And say your first name.
Katie.
It has to do with why you think you're here and what it is you want to achieve. So I'm just gonna give you my example because we're amongst friends. So in my example, I was looking at my son with certain linear requirements. In other words, from a linear standpoint, I had an opinion about something that happened. And may I add, a very strong one too, a very, very strong one. And it was just the way I was harvested, in other words, brought up. It was the way society says, this is right, this is appropriate, you know, this is your pathway to success. And spirit was just knocking on my door to try to get me to loosen my grip. And I wasn't having it. I don't care if I channel. I don't care if I want to ascend in this lifetime. I was not having it because to let go of it, I'll be honest, I didn't realize it at the time, but if I let go of it, I was suddenly releasing all of my structure, all of my understanding about how life works, how to do things right. Because if that wasn't right, then heck, what is right? What is wrong? Like it really, how do I say this? It kind of really like pushed the envelope in my willingness to let go of my ego is what it was, because it was just based on everything that we know about life. But when they finally got me to consent and release my attachment to what I thought my son should or should not be doing. And do a school. Anyway, I suddenly saw him on a soul level, and I suddenly saw his purpose here, and I suddenly saw how it was all there for my healing and his. And by opening it up to spirit's authority, I freed both of us. It was the hardest thing I think I've done in the past I know this sounds weird, but you know everything I've been through, and whoever's listening that doesn't, I'd be happy to email you my own personal history. But for time's sake, I've done some hard things. I would say this actually was harder. This actually was harder because now I don't have a leg to stand on. In other words, what's real? What isn't? How do I know what's right or wrong? Like, because it just totally shifted my understanding of me in this experience. I say that because I know, I mean, tears were not involved, but they could have been. they easily could have been. But it was building up to this. In other words, it was because of the journey that I've been on that I had to have enough spiritual strength to be able to take that step. I couldn't have done that a month ago. That's what I feel. When I tune into you, that's how it feels. That's how radical. It's like, okay, well, this is my linear self, and these are my, this, everything, everything in order, you know? And it's like, oh, did you come here to play linear? Are we confused? Is it someone else's file? It's a little like that. my heart, because my heart. So your question is, what was your question again?
I'm just ready. I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to do what's needed, and I guess
okay.
I
didn't gotcha.
Know what it is.
Okay. And say your first name again.
Katie.
And say it one more time.
Katie.
I don't want to feed you just words. Because if I fed you words, I would say be willing not to be Katie. Be willing to, like, I'm just going to say it the way I said it before. Like, instead of, like, you know, if you're playing a board game, well, here, you can have this token or you can have this playing piece. It's here, you can have my playing board. Here, you can have my playing board. And what you do when you do that is, and say your name one more time, please.
Katie.
You trust your higher self instead of your ego, which is what you've been wanting all along. So back to your how do I do it, and say your name one more time.
Katie.
Katie, say it one more time.
Katie.
Thank you. I will pray on your behalf to lend some energy to this endeavor. But it looks like, oh gosh, I forgot the words now, but it's basically, it's almost like be willing to be wrong about everything you thought was right. And you kind of have to play with it because there are different levels of that. There are different levels of that. And you want the most excellent level because you're already serving the planet on a higher level. Oh my gosh, there's that. Oh my gosh, it looks like this like circle, cylinder kind of energy. Oh my God, the energy is coming through me. And there's this light, there's this beam of light. You know, like our little beam, I say little, we're not little at all, but like a column of light. It's like that, except like wider and more expansive. So you're already functioning in this, I'll just say alternate reality. And then you've got this like linear platform where I just see you like confused, like I just see almost like fog, where you can't hear. Well, you can hear as you will take off your old guidance, your old hat. That's what I want to say to you, as you take off your old guidance, as you take off your old guidance. It's a huge shift, and they're saying it's one of priority. It's a huge shift and it's one of priority. Katie, say your name again, please.
Katie.
It's like you're shifting paradigms. And you do it, fulfillment of wishes. There you go. What's really interesting to me is, I just feel like that's the Red Sea, like the parting of the waters. And it's like, let me pull the other deck for confirmation. The best way I can explain it is the first level, when we do this, it's sort of like we rearrange the furniture in a room of our house versus going outside of the house. It's that kind of shift. But the thing is, when I tune into you, you're already existing outside of the house. I mean, honestly, like the work that you're doing out of form, you're entitled to a lot. You're really pulling your weight. You're like a workhorse. I mean, like you are really, really, really pulling your weight. And so they're saying like, take assurance in that, that it isn't as big a stretch as you would think, because you're already very active. So as you allow, as you open up, they're saying as you drop your drawers, you will partake. And when I say drop your drawers, it's like it's sort of like what I went through, where everything I leaned on, like this is what success looks like, or this is what it means to be a human being on this planet. It's sort of like all rearranged for me now. It's the weirdest thing. I can't explain it. Like I look at people differently. I really do, because I'm not seeing them through ego. I'm not seeing them through judgment. And to be honest, I did, even though I was channeling. Okay, so how to help you arrive, and say your name one more time.
Katie.
You know, the easiest way to say it is you can't have two masters. And just notice when you do. Just notice when you do. And without judgment. Because when you notice when you do, you'll start realizing the gig is up. You'll start realizing it's like, okay, you know, it's almost like showing up at a place and it's like, you know, I really, really want to do this. And so now it's like, okay, I've been in the bookstore for 5 hours. I took their tour. I went to the bookstore and got postcards. It's sort of like, but now do I want to sign up and enter? So it's like that. You know, you've been to the bookstore, you took the tour, you know, you already filled out your postcards. It's like, now do I want to enter? And just notice, and as you notice that you haven't, it'll help you open, because it's like, now you're no longer seeing with blinders. You're no longer seeing with blinders. You think you're gonna lose, but of course you're not, because you're gonna gain yourself, your real self, which you actually need, because everything that you're doing out of the body, it's somehow gonna be integrated in the body. So you'll be in form, and it'll be in alignment with everything that's already occurring. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
My heart, oh my gosh, my heart, because it's, yeah. Okay, I'm be praying for you, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is really good. What I got is the waiting game, meaning like it's inevitable. They're just waiting.
Me too.
All right, Mr. Stephen.
Here I am.
There you are.
Yeah, I'm looking to get a quiet place, but I mean, the spirits moved me into a whole new phase. I mean, my work life has ended as I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got 2 weeks left. I'm going into the light.
Okay, perfect.
Here's the light. So anyway, it was a total surprise. So I should have at least 15 months to just forget the linear. And so November 1st is my Halloween is my last work day. So.
No, interesting. So,
yeah. Put on my costume, my new costume. So, so that's that. And I really like the advice you gave me whatever 2 or 3 weeks ago to work on the spiritual. I took it to heart, and not that I don't have room for more work, but I'm shifting things really around.
Yeah. You're entitled. I mean, that's just what I keep hearing. You're entitled. You're entitled.
Well,
perfect.
All right. So if you got a message, then.
Okie dokie. One moment, please. And say your first name.
Stephen.
Keep staying put. What they mean by that is you're totally open to spirit. I mean, you really truly are. It's fantastic. And they say keep staying put. In other words, they just showed me like his. I just love Osho. I just get the biggest kick out of him. And so they were saying it to me as well. It's sort of like, you know, Osho's saying to me, well, why don't we just hold hands all day long? You know, like my mind would be like, okay, enough of that. You know, enough of that filler, time to get serious. And, you know, and my argument would be, well, I have to do, he's having this conversation with me as I'm talking to you. You know, I have to do laundry, I have to do whatever. And he says, I like laundry. He says, I'll do laundry with you. So again, it's about the compliment goes to you in terms of your receivership, in terms of your acknowledgement of higher value. And as you will, allow your true indoctrination and allow your true heritage, allow your true chain of command, there's going to be, and say your name one more time, please.
Stephen.
Thank you. There's going to be an orchestration of allowance. Like you literally take on this glow. I don't know how else to explain this, where you feel heaven sent. So it's like the mind, thank you. They want me to go back to what they were explaining. It's the mind that believes that we can't do both simultaneously. What you're opening up to is the realization that it's always been there. And they literally are showing me this jar, and you just, oh my gosh, I just had energy go through my whole body. So when I open up this jar, it's like the fireflies are in there. And it's like, it's as simple as opening the jar. But every time I say open the jar with you, I have this energy cascading through my entire body. I mean, it's like, whoo, and it's still going. So you're really learning how to abide from these higher quarters, these higher stations. Oh my gosh. From there, I just feel like you're going to be led. But again, they want me to go back to the message on a practical basis, is to realize it's like an ongoing procedure. So like what I bring through in these channeling events, it's like for you to bring through that heavenly consent again, more times than not. And what you're going to notice is it's just the mind that plays with you that doesn't think that it can be like an even stream, a continuous, and that's what they're showing me, like a continuous stream. Like a brook doesn't start and stop. Like, okay, the brook's back on now. We can come look at it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it really does make sense. But there's no more linear. I mean, so, yeah, it's
I feel like you're going to be led. I feel like there's a divine plan for you.
They did the whole thing. I didn't even know what was. I was so linear. I mean, the shape experience would be kind of funny to see when it happened, because I thought the opposite was going on. So.
I honestly feel like you're going to be led. But it's going to be like a dual contract. So it's like you're doing this in the linear, you're doing it with the equivalent of me holding Osho's hand. So they're bringing you to higher chambers.
Okay, great.
So beautiful. So good, right. Really. It feels good. I understand it's a huge shift, and I feel like it's purposeful.
It's definitely purposeful.
All right. Okay. All right. So much love.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Okay, Effie, we are complete. They're laughing. They're like, of course you're complete. Of course you're complete. They're just funny today. Indeed, we bring forth mirth. We bring forth joy. This was our commitment to our dear friend Carmen. As she steps up to her power, as she steps up to her right of truth, she will recognize the fun that we can have. We can sing, we can chat, we can have a cup of tea. Indeed, we bring forth this delight to each and all, to enjoy your time, to enjoy yourself out of time, to be in joy with love. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.